Being a pious slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a Nabi of Allah, he cannot involve himself in all of this. That is why he did not involve himself in the sin. Another view mentions that when the woman wanted to do the act of zina with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that there was an idol of hers that was in the corner of the room. So she went and covered up this idol. So he asked her, what you are doing? So she said that I feel ashamed that my God sees me in this condition. So Yusuf alayhi salam, if you are scared, if you are shy of your idol, which is absolutely false, then how can I ever commit the guna of zina when my Allah is watching me? So Allah Ta'ala says, had he not seen a sign from his Lord, then he would have fallen into this. But of course, he had seen the sign, so he had no intention of committing the sin whatsoever. كَذَٰلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ. Allah Ta'ala says, like this, we made all of this happen so that we may keep evil away from Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Because he was amongst the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for prophethood. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. So now she wanted to commit the act of zina with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he wanted to stay far away from him, from this act. So what she did, she began to chase him, to try to coerce him and force him to commit zina. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. So they both raced towards the door. وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرْ. And this woman, as she was chasing after Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, she tore the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from the back. وَأَلْفَيَا سَيِّدَهَا لَذَا الْبَابِ. And when they frantically, Yusuf alayhi salam, opened the doors, lo and behold, she find that the husband of this woman is standing by the door. So when she saw her husband now, and she realized that perhaps she would get caught, so she now to try to play the blame game and blame Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. She said, قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا. Oh my husband, what should be the punishment of that person who wants to do evil with your wife? إِلَّا إِفْجَنَاءُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Or there should be no punishment for the one who wants to commit evil with your wife, except that he should be imprisoned or he should be given a painful punishment. So she tried to turn the story around and blame innocent Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam for the act that she wanted to do. قَالَ. Yusuf alayhi salam replied, هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي أَنْ نَفْسِي. Rather, I'm innocent. She tried to seduce me. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And a person from her family came forward and decided to arbitrate in this issue. So who is this witness? There are various views given. One of the views given that there was a small child in the room, and this child, well, miraculously, Allah Ta'ala caused it to speak. There were many in Hadith Sharif mentioned. There are many incidents or a few incidents in the past where miraculously Allah Ta'ala caused small children to speak. And Nabi Isa alayhi salam being an example, which is mentioned in Quran Sharif, that he spoke while he was still a child, and other examples as well. So there's a small child in the room who came forward and put this suggestion forward. Others mentioned that this was another person who was outside the room, a person from the family of this woman, a wise person. He had heard all the commotion, so he came forward and now he decided to arbitrate in this matter. So what did he suggest? In kana qamisu qudda min qubulin. Then look at the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. If his shirt is torn in the front, at the front side of the shirt, then this woman is true and he is amongst the liars. Because that means he was trying to make advances on her and she tried to defend herself and thereby tearing his shirt from the front side. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُرُ. And if the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is torn from the back, that means he was trying to get away from her and she was trying to make advances on him and thereby she tore his shirt from the back. Well, so then in that case, she is a liar. وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is amongst those who are truthful. فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيسَهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرُ. And when they saw that the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was torn at the back, قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ. The husband of this wife, the husband of the minister, realized that this is actually the fault of his wife. He said, قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ. O woman, this is a plot of yours. This is a plan of yours. Inna kayda kunna azim. Certainly the plans that you make are very, very grave. Allah Ta'ala, this in a later side, some ulama mentioned that Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, inna kayda shaytani kana da'ifa, that the plan of the shaytan is very, very weak. But Allah Ta'ala in this verse here mentions, inna kayda kunna azim, that O woman, the plans of woman is very, very great. So Allah Ta'ala said this plan of shaytan is weak, but the plan of woman is very, very great. Allah Ta'ala continues, says here, Yusuf a'arid an hadha, O Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, a'arid an hadha, forget about all of this, whatever happened, the minister was trying to cover up the story. Wastaghfiri li dhanbik, and O woman, seek forgiveness for your son. Innaki kunti min al khati'in, certainly you are amongst those who committed a grave mistake or a grave sin. Allah give us understanding.